Welcome to Inside the Mortgage Mind, a Zenix podcast. At Zenix, our mission is to transform the mortgage industry through a commitment to excellence. On this podcast, we'll hear stories from professionals throughout the industry, from new LOs to CEOs, about their journey to achieving success. We hope you're inspired and energized by what you hear to take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Inside the Mortgage Mind. My name is Ralph Remy. I'm the Director of Training here at Zenix. And today's guest that I have with me is Marianne Long, who's a loan officer and top producer at Fitzgerald Financial Group in Maryland. So welcome, Marianne. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me today.
So Marianne, let's just kind of start off with what brought you to the industry and how long you've been in the industry so far.
So funny enough, so I've actually only been a loan officer now for about 4 years. Previous to this, I worked at the courthouse, I worked in a bank branch as a teller and a branch manager, and I was a bartender, so kind of dilly-dallied all around and landed here with such a great opportunity and such a fast-paced industry.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure, you know, having the all the experiences you've had in the past, which really a lot of them had to do with speaking to people and being highly interactive with others in the community, I'm sure that's helped you with your success as a loan officer and building relationships. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I guess if you begin with being a bank teller and anything where you're working with people face-to-face, it's customer service first and making sure that people feel comfortable. So we do that every single day in our industry. So we want to make sure that we're making people feel good about buying a house and achieving the American dream. And so then we try to find the right product for them so that they feel comfortable with that payment. But then, you know, the other side of it is then when I worked as a bartender, it's kind of immediate gratification. So you worked hard and you got paid right away. So this is a perfect blend of those two industries, honestly.
Obviously, the first thing I want to say is congratulations. I mean, being a top producer and achieving the incredible success you have had in just 4 years in the industry is not the norm that we see out there. So if you can share with the group, especially with loan officers listening to us today, what has led to your success? How have you achieved such success so quickly in the business when others maybe struggle initially? And how do we help and maybe share some successes you've had to help others learn from it and maybe be able to take their business to the next level?
Well, I definitely feel that when I came to Fitzgerald Financial Group, that Danny and Danny Fitzgerald is who runs our organization. He honestly gave us all the tools and the support to be as successful as we want to be. So to me, I think it's very important to have set schedules and to time block. I'm in the office every single morning between 7 and 7:30. That way I can get paperwork and my plan for the day started without any phone interruptions and distractions and people coming in and out of your office and even just appointments. So at that point I can get that part of my day done. And then it opens up the rest of my day to be able to call on realtors and builders and referrals and different marketing ideas and networking groups, just to make sure that I'm constantly touching different things to continue to grow my business. I've taken advantage of a lot of advice that some of the people that I work with have given me who've been in the business longer about not having all my eggs in one basket. So I've made sure that I try to balance things. So, you know, when I look at my board, I'm like, oh, if I got, you know, XYZ with, you know, that side of town, I've got to make sure I'm touching this side of town also. So I want to make sure that I'm constantly growing in as many avenues that I can balance.
Well, that's a great point because, you know, when you're talking even about, for example, investors, they always talk about kind of diversifying your portfolio. And it seems like that's what you're doing is diversifying your opportunities out in the marketplace, not just relying on maybe one real estate office or one realtor in particular, really getting yourself and really concentrating on, you know, who are those right people and then marketing to them. Love the fact that you talked about the time blocking and the planning that goes into this. The fact that, you know, as a top producer, you're in the morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, getting your day going, and not strolling in, you know, around 10:30 in the morning. But that time blocking, I'm sure, leads to a lot of your success. As a matter of fact, I know in discussion last week when we were chatting, you were mentioning to me how the end of this month is going to be crazy, as I'm sure all end of months are, where even one day next week you have 12 closings in one day, and how are you going to manage all that? So how do you manage all that and manage all those different clients and different families and different referral partners to make sure that everything stays on task? And I know you mentioned the support of your team, which I'm sure has a big part of that. But how do you manage your day to ensure that you have that time to prospect while also taking care of your clients and leading them to the finish line?
Well, I'm looking forward to going through the Elite Training Program in a couple of weeks. So hopefully that'll make me even better and grow in the future. But currently what I'm working on is every single morning I talk with my processor to go over what may or may not be missing in any particular file. I make sure that I talk with my closer about all of the files that are coming up over the next 5-day period of time and making sure packages and things are staggering out, and if there's anything that I need to assist or help out with or make a phone call, that I'm readily available for that. Everything should be finished to me within the office by 5 o'clock, so that most people are at work during the day. So it kind of works out great. If you get in early and you work hard all throughout the day, you have your evenings and your weekends to make your calls to grow your business. I would say this month is probably my busiest and biggest month that I'm ever going to have so far. This month's 42 loans, hopefully. As long as everybody does what they're supposed to do, nobody quits their job or buys a car unexpectedly.
Wow, 42 loans in a market where, you know, a lot of people are saying that the market's getting tougher, that, you know, everything you read out there is that applications, you know, I was reading a report a couple of days ago that applications are at a low, an all-time low right now, yet you're thriving when the market's getting tougher. You know, tell me about a little bit of how you've been able to build relationships with your referral partners.
It's hard work. It is. It's hard work. We're fortunate enough to work in an industry where the sky's the limit. We're essentially creating and building our own businesses, and hopefully we're all working with a supportive, team like Fitzgerald Financial Group, where they want us to grow and be successful. But I want to be successful, so I'm not going to stroll in late, and I am going to work hard every single day. And I have short-term and long-term goals. I make sure that customer service is always number one. And you know what? Sometimes you're going to lose deals to rates, but most of the time, I'm going to make myself so accessible. And when you call, I'm going to pick up the phone. And every single time I pick up that phone, you're going to know that you can count on me and that I'm going to be there. So you don't have to call around and try to, I hear it all the time. I hear people say, oh, it's slowing down, I don't have any business. But if you're not picking up the phone and if you're not in the office, then you're not accessible to get business. So I make sure that I'm always accessible.
Well, that's you mentioned something that kind of triggered in my head about just you have goals, you want to be successful. And one of those things that I know you're doing, you mentioned a little earlier about taking the Zenix Elite program. And to our listeners, we have a little bit of a treat where we kind of are going to do a before and after picture with Marianne. So Marianne is going to be joining the Zenix Elite program for top producers here the first week of October. And then we're going to follow up with another podcast with her after the class, just to, kind of get some before and afters and find out what were her biggest takeaways that she can implement in her business. But with that, I do want to ask you, Marianne, the fact that you are going into that Elite program, you're closing 42 loans potentially this month, yet you're still reinvesting in yourself and saying, I need to know what I don't know, and I know I need to get better. So tell me a little bit about the importance as a loan officer for our listeners in reinvesting in yourself in order to make yourself better.
Well, that's a couple of different ways to look at that. I mean, the first thing is, and you and I touched upon this last week, and it really, you know, shone a light on it, is when you are super busy, you're producing, and then you kind of have to hit a brick wall because you have to process and you have to take care of things and you have to troubleshoot. And so I want to, you know, definitely invest in myself to make that a goal to improve and make myself better, because there's opportunities when you're in the processing stage of things where you are losing out on opportunities, but there's not enough hours in the day when you don't know the tools. So I want to invest in myself to make sure that I'm not losing opportunities that I shouldn't be. I think I briefly touched upon it, but I think any time that you invest in yourself and you put the time and effort, energy, your own money into something, a lot of times what ends up happening is you value it because it's yours and you can't take that away. And so I want that additional education to better myself in all facets. So.
Awesome. You know, even as children, our parents teach us to, you know, sometimes if we really want it, we got to pay for it ourselves, and you end up feeling that value that much more and really appreciating the effort that much more. And I think that's exactly what you're mentioning with reinvesting in yourself, is just saying, well, if you put that forth, that money, the investment, whether it's time, money, or anything to that sense, you've got the opportunity to really feel that value down the road once you're able to kind of reap the fruit of the labor per se, and see the successes that come from it in the future.
No, I absolutely agree.
Fantastic. So Marianne, before we kind of start wrapping up here, I'll ask you, is there any big takeaway that, you know, you can share with our listeners that you would want, you know, if you had to go back to yourself maybe 4 years ago when you first got into the business, that you would tell yourself, what would that be that we can share with our listeners to say, this is what I wish I knew back then that will help me even more so today?
Honestly, don't dwell on the things that you don't have control over. It's an interesting industry that we're in, and we're kind of like a bicycle wheel. And so there's all these different spokes, and we're dealing with processors and underwriters, but we're also dealing with people and appraisers and listing agents and buyer's agents and title companies and all these different people. And so sometimes things are going to be out of your control and you can't dwell on them. You have to fix what you can fix and let go of what you can't, and just make sure that you're giving great experiences regardless of the outcome.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, Marianne, thank you again for being with us and sharing your successes here over the first 4 years of your career in the mortgage industry. We look forward to our listeners. You know, stay tuned for, you know, after Marianne completes our Zinnix Elite program, we will be circling back with her and hearing some of her top takeaways. So stay tuned for that coming up. But in the meantime, thank you, Marianne, for joining us, for sharing your experiences. And everyone, we look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to come back next week for a new episode of Inside the Mortgage Mind.